WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, June 15th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 radio, and also available on all podcast platforms 3 days after the radio show. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I am Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga since 1979. And joining me is the guru of the common man and the PhD of the Waffle House, Clint Powell. Welcome, Clint.
How you doing, sir?
I really have a cool article on Waffle House eggs that I'm going to save.
They're fantastic.
No, it's quality. I don't care about taste. You know me. It's about quality of food. How does it serve us toward our health? You don't care about quality.
I do too.
It's
great when you get both in one thing. I've told you this 1,000 times. One of the best healthy protein meals I've ever eaten when I did it for years when I used to do heavy lifting in the 80s and early 90s. Was we lift and then we go to Waffle House. You get your skinless grilled chicken, 4, 5, 6 scrambled eggs, get some steamed hash browns, you're good to go. It's fantastic. Do research, sir.
Let me do that, Clint. Thank you.
GPT that. If you need some help on the macros, holler at me.
Macros, you got them covered somewhat. Here's the problem.
They're covered.
No, you're covered and smothered and whatever.
Absolutely. They're under there somewhere.
The margarine is what really concerns me because seed oils are what margarine is made from. So I actually did some AI research to see can Ed Jones bring his real organic butter into Waffle House? And I'm also did it as to I figured that Waffle House would use the worst quality eggs, and I am shocked.
No, they don't. And real quick.
How do you don't know that, Clint?
I do know because I have a palate for this kind of food.
Oh.
I have a taste. And real quick, I want to go with you when you bring your organic butter into Waffle House. I want to go in there, and I want to videotape that. I think Cody should go videotape that because we're going to see. I want to see, and do it around 1 in the morning. I really want to see that vibe. On a Friday night, Ed Jones, when there's just all that energy in there, and goes, "Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me.
Would you mind replacing the margarine with my organic butter?"
They will say, "We use butter." And I said, "No, it's margarine." Yeah. And they said, "That is butter."
That's
what those people think.
Exactly what they're going to say.
And I will hear the no word, most likely, but you never know. But I was shocked about the eggs. I'm saving this. So just wait. I'm just saving. I'm not going
to
talk about it right now. I started a new little piece to this show last week, and I call it kind of the Myth Buster segment. I'm going to talk about diverticulitis, and there's a guarantee if I ask 96% of the people about should people with diverticulitis, which is a kind of a little pouch that starts happening within the colon that can collect food and cause sometimes infections that are horrendously painful. And something has just kind of came across my radar, and I started looking into it and realized that what we've been told about that for the past 55 years is wrong.
Okay.
And I'm going to do that in third segment.
Awesome. Do I have time for a quick thank you or maybe a shout out?
Go.
Ed Jones, on behalf of your daughter, happy Father's Day.
That is very kind.
Happy Father's Day. You're a good dad.
I appreciate that.
And that's a little serious moment here. I know you're a good dad. You're very busy. You're busy with business and doing all your stuff, messing with your mustache all the time and your airplanes and whatever. But your priority for you is a good dad. And well done, sir.
Thank you. I will take that with an open heart and hand.
Thank you. Thank you. There. See, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Even though there's about 15 billion more spent on moms than dads. We're good on Father's Day.
We're okay. We don't have any resentment against
that.
No,
I don't. I'm not tracking that on my phone or AI or anything like that. No.
And happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you
have
you,
two children, two wonderful children. You have one. You have two children, one wonderful and one not.
And I have a stepchild too. So I don't
that's right.
I got three actually. Yeah, and they're all great kids. Thank you very much. Even though they're adults in their 30s and 20s.
Hey, so I started getting texting about a few days ago about Ed the giraffe, or no, the zebra.
It's a zebra. Yeah, I posted about that.
Yeah, so I've now it's a little bit of a nickname of Ed the zebra. Mm. So I just threw that out there. It's not really funny or
no,
anything.
It's not at all. But it's okay. I appreciate your effort to be culturally relevant, and
I want to keep up with local news.
And that is super important.
I love the way he was in that little hammock and that helicopter. And
listen, embassies are getting emptied in the Middle East. We have Ukraine and Russia war. Uh-huh. COVID's back. The border's crap. And sir, we're on the issues that matter here on this program. There's a loose zebra somewhere in Tennessee.
And his name was?
Ed.
That's right. Yep. Thank you. Hey, I'm almost over my 14-week lung cancer. It has healed itself. No, actually, 6 weeks of freaking coughing. It was COVID.
Me and you shared that. I started before you, and I hopefully, knock on synthetic wood, I hopefully finished mine up last week for the most part, but I had it for about 6 to 7 weeks. Yep. I'm thinking it was too, because I'd also lost taste. I also lost a little bit of my taste and smell.
I have not thought of that.
Try it. I figured that my son was cooking something.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, this smells so good. And I went, oh, I could not smell. He was cooking onions and steaks. And that's to fill up a house, and I couldn't smell it.
Well, this will be my 7th COVID, and what did I do? One is, I didn't know it, because every other time I've tested for antibodies, which is far more accurate than the test you get at the drugstore, because antibodies actually show that your body is fighting a specific COVID. We do that through the Be Well labs, which you can do walk-in labs, and I want to mention that, because as of this week, it will be official that the Vital Health Wellness Clinic / Be Well Labs will be open one block down from Nutrition World, and we'll be having the physician's assistant, Chris, who has 12 years experience in dealing with walk-in acute issues. Mm-hmm. People don't go to walk-in clinics generally just to get a checkup. They go there because they're sick. They're afraid they're going to die or something's happening or they're bleeding. And he's had 12 years now, and he's going to be available on a walk-in basis. The thing that makes him special is he doesn't worship drugs. He's seen the brokenness of this system of, let's give you antibiotics only. We don't need to test. We think, who knows what it is. It's probably viral, but let's take an antibiotic. He understands there's a negative story behind that, and he's going to partner with more of a functional, integrative, nutritional, green pharmacy approach.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And just so for reference, it's on the same side of the street as Nutrition World, going away from Highway 153 on your right, where the Boy Scouts of America's business is. It's the executive park there. So as you go past Nutrition World, you're going to go past the Sam's gas station, and then right past that's an executive business park. Pull in there, and Be Well and the clinic are going to be your first office on the left.
Yes. And that's, I'm going to use the Boy Scouts as the landmark.
Yeah, try before you go across the bridge, the big bridge, the big bridge of the hump with the hump in it there.
We did a lecture the other night on the coolest idea, and this guy has invented, and if you hear me ever talk, I talk about glyphosate and how horrendously Roundup is, which is glyphosate. I have studies I can talk about right now about the amount of cancers that when they tested rats that was produced by just the exposure of glyphosate. Well, how about your doggies and your kittens who walk on it, your children? And smaller bodies concentrate it more. It's on about 40% of the foods we eat because it's been kind of forced onto farmers, one really big time they forced on. Well, there's never really been an option that people thought was an option, or there's actually not been these pests, these weed killers, there's never been a healthy one. This guy has invented one, and he came to speak the other night. Katie handled the lecture, and we had Fallon and Stacy, and because they're big into dogs and they're concerned about dogs and their exposure to glyphosate. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy is called Firehawk Bioherbicide. It breaks down the waxy part of plants that then basically makes them dehydrate. He came the night before and sprayed our weeds outside of the wellness corner where they gave this lecture. The next morning, they were gone. I mean, dead. This stuff is you wouldn't drink it, but it's not toxic at all to us. It only breaks down waxy components of plants. That's so different than damaging the neurological system of an organism. This doesn't do that, and we don't have waxy parts, so it doesn't hurt us. It actually builds the microbiome in the soil. It doesn't kill any of the bacteria within the soil.
Wow.
Because they're not part of the waxy component. And within 1 hour, if it's getting ready to rain and you spray it within 1 hour of that rain, it will be 100% effective. And I see skepticism over
the
table.
So real quick, I just told Katie, I'm going to get this.
Yeah.
I love weed killer. I love the spray. I love killing it. It's satisfying to watch it die. I don't know why I'm an evil human being when it comes to weeds, but I'm going to get it because I've from you, I've learned. It gets on the pet's feet. It may get you on your kid's feet. If you're out barefoot and you've oversprayed or it brings it in the house, you get it on your hands when you're spraying over time, not once, but over years and years. And so I cannot wait to get some. And because I have tried stuff before that always says, this will kill nothing. It's almost like it feeds the weeds.
Yes.
They grow the next day and give me the bird. And I can't wait to get this because I'm going to kill the weeds in a healthy way.
And I asked Katie to ask him, the inventor, does it kill poison ivy and poison oak? He said, absolutely it does.
Really?
There is one single weed it doesn't kill. I don't know the name of it. It kills everything else.
Okay.
That is, I mean, this is life changing.
Are y'all carrying it now?
We are carrying it right now.
Okay,
it just started.
Because I'm going to come get some next week.
There's concentrates and there's one already made up. So I'm very, very excited. Lastly, we do have a gut health lecture coming on August 7th at 5:30, breaking down the microbiome. The microbiome is crucial. There's no doubt that it is a missing link within all of our diseases and sometimes why we don't get well. But it's a hard science. I think nutrients are far easier to encapsulate, talk about, and actually recommend. The microbiome has thousands of different versions and probiotics. Look at our shelf. We have so many. It's so confusing.
Yes.
How do you know what to do? I don't think there will be an exact answer because some of this is going to require some stool testing in some people, but we're getting better at it. And more people who are experts, like the gentleman coming on this August 7th, is going to inform us. If you have this kind of symptoms, then you probably need to consider these type of probiotics. One shot does not cover any of the total picture. So I'm very, very intrigued by this. And I do work on the oral microbiome, and I have an article I want to talk about in the third segment about the skin microbiome and skin cancer. Totally, totally intriguing to me. All kind of good stuff. And we have a guest for the great experienced herbalist, Lenny from Nutrition World, who just joined our team, and she will be here on the second segment. And the number one question I'm going to ask is about lung congestion.
Wow.
I wish I had asked it six weeks ago.
Her segment is going to be tea-tastic.
How cute.
That's I'm just a little forecasting there. People get all the... We'll talk about some teas when we come back, too.
You can tell he's got an experienced podcaster. Mm. Yes.
It's paid off really well.
It has. He's driving that new, brand new car
absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely.
Living in the upper echelons.
I'm in the high rank of East Ridge. Don't play with me. I'm going to get a little hill. I look down on the peasants near Waffle House.
Do you still have the outhouse, or did you move inside?
I live in the outhouse. Are you kidding me? Come on. I only get to go to the big house every now and then. Yeah.
All right. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be talking about herbalism and a lot more stuff as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
The 5th annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is here and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in Chattanooga or Northwest Georgia. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help make sure you get the home you want and guide you throughout the process of buying or selling. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show and podcast. Your host Ed Jones and Clint Powell are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done now for over 7 years. Just wow. Give you a minute of going back in time. 1978, yes, 1978 or 79. Remember very well sitting on midnight shift in my police car as a Chattanooga police officer. Mm-hmm. And between calls, I did this one single thing.
Okay.
I had 6 audio cassette tapes on herbal medicine. It intrigued me to a level that all I did every night for 2 years straight was listen to these cassette tapes over and over and over about the power of herbs, how they can help manage health, how they can keep us off prescription drugs. I mean, we're talking, this was not common conversation back in the day. Well, at Nutrition World, we have someone who has a lot of experience who's joined our team. Lenny, welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You are, you kind of dropped out of the heavens for us. And as many people have in the past couple years, it's funny how the more we realign or align with the philosophy of my heart and passion, the more people find us. I think they may feel a radiating energy somewhere. I don't know. We've rarely had to look for people anymore because the wellness complex that we have is very attractive to a lot of people in a certain way now, especially since COVID. Mm-hmm. So I welcome you. And so you are, I guess we'll call a specialist in herbs. You've spent a lot of time studying those yourself.
Yes.
How did that all get started? Yeah,
well, how did you get started in herbs?
Yes. So I guess going a little farther back, I started out being very passionate about diet and lifestyle initially. So I was actually plant-based for about 7 years, starting when I was 19, thinking at the time it was just the healthiest way I could eat. Back in that time, there was a lot of talk about animal products causing, you know, heart disease and clogged arteries and all these things. And I just thought, well, I just want to eat the healthiest I possibly can. And then I was introduced to the Weston A. Price Foundation. And that was, at the time, the best argument I had come across for eating animal products. Mm-hmm. And that introduced this concept of it's not about eating animals or not eating animals. It's what are the animals being fed? What's the quality of the meat and the dairy and the eggs that you're eating? What are they being fed? Grass fed versus, you know, corn and soy and all these things. So that kind of did a 180 as far as my diet goes and lifestyle. And then I find that as you kind of get into that, you also look for, okay, now that I have the preventative and the lifestyle and the base, where's the healing part? Where's the medicine part come into play? So I kind of find myself naturally getting into the herbs. After I graduated from college, I was introduced to a clinical herbalist actually here in Tennessee. And I just started interning with her once a week, kind of turned into twice a week, started to feel really interested in this. I knew I wanted to do holistic health, not sure exactly what field, but as I started working for her, I just started to find, okay, I like this. This is very me, and started to learn a lot. I really believe that our bodies are designed to heal itself. And if that's not happening, there's an imbalance, there's something blocking that. And how can we get to the root of finding this so that our bodies can go back to healing themselves? And I think herbs are kind of the other component, diet being absolutely first, lifestyle, but herbs coming in alongside to help guide the body back into balance.
I think this is my long lost daughter.
Well, I was going to say though, I remember when you came in for an interview, kind of was a surprise. We were like, well, she, cause you had, it was like, man, we got an interview. And I was in a room and I just remember it was either you or Katie Ed said, you know, a lot of people here know something about herbs, but no one in the store is actually, that's their focus. You know, somebody, most people like know a lot about the muscle building component and they know everything else too. Some are the vitamins, but you didn't have anybody that was just, they could walk down that herb aisle and go, yep. And that's their eyes lit up and they were like, man, if she is a good fit, this is perfect. And because we talked about this before we came live too, or recorded. There's also usually the attraction to nutrition world is the learning component. Most people that join Ed and the team are learners. They want to know more than not just the herbs. What else can go along with those things? Yes. Have you enjoyed that?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. There's so much to learn every day. And I do see that everyone on staff, we're all people that are like sponges. You know, we're the type to go home and we're still reading stuff. And my algorithm on social media, it's health things. And you're just like constantly absorbing. So, yeah.
You mean you don't get zebras named Ed on your algorithm? What is that? It's crazy.
You know, I haven't yet. Yeah, I haven't yet.
I love it because it's a hard job what you do. It's a hard, you know, the people who work the floor and the experts that we have that talk all day long. I mean, most days we're very gifted to be busy. No business can stay busy every single day, but I'd say 90% plus we are. And these people have needs when they come in. They're not just buying a commodity. It's not like when I go and need a tire for my car. I mean, I'll have a little conversation, but it's not life-changing conversation. A lot of our people come in with less hope. They leave with more hope, and it's not false hope because, I mean, herbalism just by itself, I know that as I've gotten older, there are times we need helpers. We don't feel well. We want to feel better. The stomach, the aches and pains, the lungs. And I don't want to use pharmaceuticals. Third leading cause of death in this country is pharmaceuticals properly prescribed and properly taken by the New England Journal of Medicine. Polypharmacy is growing. It's not lessening. But we have a group of people who understand the dangers of that. So they're looking for alternatives in good, credible, safe ways. And that's why I'm thrilled that you are here.
All right. Here, can I jump in?
Jump.
Here we go. So I had a call for 6 to 7 weeks. Then Ed got it. I don't know how Ed gave it to me before he got it, but he did. Yeah. It's like a miracle, a contagion. Are there things, because I know where to go for the NAC and the other products, are there things that you can recommend or are there things you can you direct people to in the herb world?
For respiratory, saying? Yeah, so one that a lot of listeners have probably heard about recently is mullein. And it's an herb that I really do think the hype is justified. Mullein is a great respiratory herb. You see it in things for COPD, asthma, just lung congestion. But there's also other herbs. that come to mind, elk camping, anise seed. The exciting thing is there's actually a lot of herbs that you can do for respiratory health. Elderflower, whorehound is another one. And they work, herbs tend to work best in blends. So there's like a synergy that happens when you when you mix herbs together, and they'll end up benefiting you a little bit more than doing things single. There's a great benefit to doing that as well, but when you start mixing herbs together, you just end up getting extra benefits that may not even be why you took it, but you get this benefit. I guess just a random example that comes to mind is when they studied the herb Dong Quai. It's in a lot of menopause hormonal blends, and on its own, it, when it was studied, it wasn't showing a lot of estrogenic effects, but when it was put into the menopausal blends, it was enhancing that blend, and now the whole blend worked better for the menopause
symptoms. Like a
symptoms.
Supercharger almost.
Yeah, yeah, it's like when you get them together, it's maybe not the thing you were studying it for, but now that it's together, the whole blend is coming together, and that's a really cool thing about mixing herbs together so they kind of enhance one another.
I love that. And see, all the herbs you mentioned, I would say that we don't sell many of those because we don't have anybody who, you know, if you don't have it on your radar, if you haven't studied it in the past few months, you're going to forget some of these things.
There's so many.
And it's not really the premier part. Like you go to the section for breathing, you know, we've got some combinations in there, but sometimes, again, they're like NACs and they're other products, which are beneficial.
Well, I'm on one. I wish I could remember the name of it, but I'm taking one right now that she recommended to me that's an herb blend. So I'd have to look it up.
It's like a bronchial.
Yeah, yeah. Because I told you it was bronchitis probably I was suffering from. It seemed like it at least.
And you know, when someone's on a medication, we have to, of course, legally and actually morally say you don't want to be mixing, if you're being treated for your bronchitis with drugs and your doctor, check with somebody. Dr. Kurt Deering is our clinical pharmacist at Nutrition World. That doesn't mean that that's your official visit that gives you permission, but you can ask questions when you need to, or ask your doctor if they are knowledgeable. But I, you know, I need helpers along the way, and I will use drugs as little as possible.
Yes.
All right. Can I take it another direction,
please,
real quick? All right.
Sure.
So I buy teas. And, you know, we were talking about this. I think I got a stereotype that I'm not into teas. I love teas.
Okay.
The green teas, the white teas. There's a thousand teas. Now I get mine probably from a place that's not as they don't do the quality checks as much as probably Nutrition World. Are you a tea person? Is that a great way to get your herbs? Or is that the best way to get your herbs?
So it kind of depends on what you're trying to do. I would say the benefit of teas is if you're doing a mineral-rich herb, a tea is going to be the best way to get the water-soluble vitamins. For example, a lot of people are familiar with stinging nettles. That one is a great you do a long infusion of stinging nettle. They find you can get almost 500 milligrams of bioavailable calcium from doing a water-infused nettle.
Really?
And
I didn't know that.
And once you hit about you want to do about 4 hours to overnight, it actually greatly reduces like the oxalate content. And I know you're passionate about that as well. And so it's a leafy green, high in calcium, low oxalate option. But once you do a tincture, you don't get that calcium. So that would be a case where you would maybe lean towards doing a tea. Another herb, a tincture is more instant. The alcohol carries it to the bloodstream faster. So it kind of depends if you're doing an acute or a chronic or
What's a tincture?
An alcohol extraction. Kind of like a vanilla extract, but with an herb.
Okay.
So that's going to be more acute. Maybe you're having some stomach cramps and you need to resolve it right now. Whereas a tea, you would kind of do long term, kind of tone the tissue, long, you know, chronic support. Capsules are another way to do that. But so really, it just depends on your goals and.
Well, there's an alcohol infusion that I readily believe in, and it's very important. It's a plan. I mean, it is, I've used it for years.
Look, she's thinking you serious, I'm learning something. No,
and
you're not.
It is Patron. It's called Patron. Have you ever heard of that in the herbal world?
I'm familiar with it.
We don't sell that in Nutrition World either. It's not a
herbs. We tend to use vodka and brandy for tinctures. So
hey, we think about think about herbs. I mean, you go back as far in history as there is documented history. They used herbal medicine,
absolutely,
right? I mean, and I really value the history of the Chinese as far as Chinese medicine. Now, I don't value a lot of the products today because we're not so sure of the quality. Now, we are bringing in a line that is going to be fully tested. We've never had that in 46 years.
A line of herbs?
Chinese herbs.
Okay.
Chinese herbs. And Lenny's going to be part of learning that.
Yeah, I was checking out the brand. The process they go through is very transparent. They kind of show each step of the process of selecting and sourcing and spring water fed herbs and different just the little things that really matter. And they're also kind of being innovative as far as the drying process and the fillers and kind of showing you what other people do versus what they're going to do, leaning more towards tapioca and like natural bamboo instead of maybe some of the maltodextrins and cornstarches.
But some of these, I mean, these are herbs we haven't heard about.
Right.
These are not American plants. And I remember Dr. Wong in East Ridge, he would talk karate and he did acupuncture on me back 40 years ago when I had strained
back
my
in
knee.
The late mid-1900s, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, late 1800s.
Yeah, 19, yeah.
And so I did it in karate and I'd kind of torn a tendon in my, or ligament in my knee. And he put me on this, you know, keep in mind now, this was so long ago. I remember going in this little house in East Ridge. Of course, East Ridge has all little houses. That's all there is. And
or hobbits. It's okay.
That's right. Yeah. And so there was blood all over the sheet from his previous patient. He just left it on there. I didn't think a thing about it. Can you imagine today you're walking in and you're getting acupuncture?
I can't imagine 40 years ago.
I know. That was really a stupid thing that I did.
When at what point in time is Clint's life? Can you imagine now? No, I can't imagine ever, sir.
But he gave me those little tiny, Chinese love making herbs in little tiny balls. And you put them like 3 or 4 or 5. But there's some solid research on things like prostate cancer and some other diseases that the American herbs aren't quite as good as the Chinese. And I want to learn this. I want you to learn it and continue on because people can come in. I mean, our whole goal is to be able to empower people, not treat medical conditions, not diagnose. And it's all about, you know, checking with the right people if you're, you know, really sick. But you are going to have an access now to a whole new category of information. So I'm excited for you to study this.
Thank you.
Can I ask one last question?
Yes.
Now she did this on purpose, right? You brought this in on purpose, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we're going to see this or not. What is in this mason jar? Because I thought, man, that's going to be some strong moonshine. That looks like some stuff my cousin used to make.
The color is a little questionable. Now you point that out.
So what
is it? Yes. So this is an infusion of raspberry leaf, dandelion, milk thistle, burdock, a berberine containing herbs as well. And I do an overnight, I just boil the water right before bed and let the tea steep. And I wake up and strain it, bring it to work. And I'm just drinking it like it's my water for the day. But the raspberry leaf is really good for balancing hormones and like toning the uterus. And I actually just read the other day, and after knowing about raspberry leaf for so long, that it does have properties that help heal the gut lining. So I was really excited about that because I've been drinking it for a long time. But the other herbs are really good for just helping nourish the liver, help the liver cleanse, which plays a big factor in hormone balancing as well. So I just kind of make this a few times a week and drink it like it's my water throughout the day.
But what did you call it?
Well, T-Tox is the blend.
I like that, T-Tox.
Is there any, you know, herbs are not nutrients. Herbs are not vitamins and minerals. They have some in there, but it's a different category of maintaining and helping health. Is there any one herb that, like you would say, most people probably should consider doing every single day? Or is herbs really something we should choose when we need them?
So there's a category of herbs you can do every day, and those are nutritive herbs. So those are going to be herbs that are safe to do every day. The ones that come to mind are the stinging nettles, the oat straw, dandelion. There's many others, but if you find an herb categorized as a nutritive, that would be like your high vitamin and mineral content, chronic use, daily use. And then there's, of course, other herbs that are for specific things that you stop when you're done. Mm. But a nutritive would be your day-to-day.
Okay. You know, my intuition being into this since I was 14, there were times when I was with an herbalist when I was probably early 20s. And he was like somebody from another planet. And I was just enamored by him. His whole life had been studying herbs and natural medicine. And he had me drink a lot of different herbs. And there's something about that that you can't put a word to, that it just feels like the right thing to do. And I still have that affinity for that. I also have it for spirulina. For some reason, he had me do all this spirulina, and I can smell spirulina today, and it's like my memory goes back to the to that year of 1982 when he had me do these massive quantities of spirulina. Yeah. It was really a cool story. Someday I'll tell you about it. Dr. Ajumar was his name. And I almost got wrapped up into a cult. But he wasn't a cult. But I,
fantastic.
I would have done anything this man had said for about 6 months. That's how powerful he was.
Yeah, but it's amazing. It's like our bodies know that this was the original medicine created for us.
I love that.
Yeah, original. And there's such a slower pace when it comes to herbs. I think that's something that really draws me as well is in this, you know, in this modern era where everything's fast and instant, herbs kind of require you to slow down. Mm. You know, you have to grow them. You have to process them. Tinctures take 4 to 6 weeks to be ready. Wow. And then you have to give them time to work in your body. You know, you take a drug and you feel it affects maybe within the hour, where herbs, you need to do them a few times a day, a few times a week. And so it kind of requires you just to slow down and kind of surrender to a slower pace of life. And I think I find that very nourishing for my nervous system, just to be patient, be willing to do the long way. And there's longevity in that. So,
and if you look at nature, nothing in nature happens fast. Mm-hmm. There's no tree that grows tremendously fast. No plant, animals, almost nothing. I mean, maybe childbirth would happen fast when it starts, but most processes are a slow process. Mm-hmm. And we have gotten into a world of 100-mile-an-hour living. Mm-hmm. And you can do that if you also surrender and you slow down at certain parts of your life. And that's what I continue to work on, is that balance between fast and surrendering to peacefulness.
But think about the other parts of our life, what you were saying we've let go of. Now, if you were to grow a garden and can and preserve stuff like my mom did and my grandmother did, that I used to snap green beans with and, you know, shuck the corn and everything, that's called prepping. Mm-hmm. You know, you're an outlier now if you're doing that. And that used to be, we had a huge garden when I grew up, and that we ate okra the night we went and picked it, you know, after my mom did her thing to it. And it's just, and canning, she would go to the cupboard and she would pick out stuff that she had canned or preserved through the winter, and there we're having it. And it's just
sourdough bread. Three days later, you're eating what you started making three days ago.
This almost seems like the last remnant of that kind of mindset of, we're going to take care of ourselves, and this is just part of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's something about the primal nature of taking care of yourself and your family on that level. I mean, I do love to hunt deer because I harvest the deer. I use all parts that I can, and I generally use an old, like, recurve bow and arrow. I did, you have to use a gun during certain points when the weather changed and I couldn't hunt with a bow, but I really, there's something about that is you can't put words on. It's like I've just turned the clock back 2,000 years, and I've just fed my family from this hunt that I did. And I don't always feel good about harvesting. I mean, life lives on life. It is the reality of this life. And it doesn't, you know, the Burger King you ate yesterday, there was a life behind that Burger King. Now, the French fries, I don't feel sorry for the French fries
They killed a potato. Yeah,
but I did see you inhale about two burgers from Burger King.
Well, just thank you.
Wanted to update that.
I love
for
every
people.
Segment. It's the Let's Make Fun of Clint little brought to you by WeHaveNoEgoAnymore.com. There you go.
Hey, we got Lenny at Nutrition World. Please feel free to come in. You're working full time.
Yes.
And she's there to help you help yourself. So thank you for joining us on Vital Health Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. It is time to take a break. We come back. Tons of notes about tons of things. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and Podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. That was a fabulous piece of information, and what a story from Lenny. Love that.
I look forward. I'm going to have her on the Nutrition World podcast that you can find at nutritionw.com. Mm-hmm. So far, I've had you, Katie, Dr. Deering, Fallon's coming out soon. Amber's is coming out soon. I got Matt coming on next, but I'm going to get Lenny in there. It'll be about a month or two before you can hear it, but I will say I'm going to get her to share the story of the interaction she had with one of the clients that came in when she was new.
On day one.
It's a fantastic story. we laughed about it. It's very good. But, yeah, she knows her stuff.
Hey, I want to make sure I don't miss the two things that I talked about, one of which is the Mythbuster segment, which will be next. But when I looked into, I just can't get over wanting foods that are as good as I can get, not perfect like I used to.
Right.
But I want the better version of food. So I pass Waffle House every morning. When I do, I think of you, but I never eat there. Why do I not eat there? Well, biggest reason is I don't really trust their choices of food. Two, I know they use a lot of margarine. That's really bothersome. That is seed oils, canola, peanut, vegetable oils. They're destructive to our health, unlike almost anything. But I thought, wonder what quality of eggs, because their eggs range from D- to A+. They truly do, depending on what they feed them, how they're caged, whether they let run free, whether they have sunshine, clean water. I was shocked. Yeah. Waffle House sources his eggs from a dozen family-operated farms, but Rose Acre Farms, which is who I looked up, is the largest supplier. They actually use cage-free eggs. They do not give the roosters any antibiotics. That means that they didn't say hens, so I'm not sure. Probably the hens are giving it. At least the roosters aren't. I don't know. That's at least positive in some part. But they are considered quality farm fresh eggs. And they have Waffle has a longstanding relationship with these suppliers in regard to animal health and consistent quality. And they are described as fresh cracked grade A eggs. But the more of the story of when I read it, I was quite impressed. I was very impressed that they are actually using better grade eggs than they could. They could make more money by using more of the factory farmed eggs. And I love it.
I hear you saying Waffle House is basically like Nutrition World. Now, it's a health food store.
It almost is a health food store.
Yes.
If I can just get margarine to change to butter or tallow, I will be there every third day.
We'll try to convince them of
that. I did an AI, and I said, is there any way that Waffle House would let me bring butter in?
No, because they do the redneck hibachi type. They're not going to put your stuff that's not approved by them on their grill and then put other people's food on it and run a risk of something happening. They're not going to do that.
I know. They said they might.
No, they're not going to do that.
They said if you know the manager very well.
Yeah, okay.
And if the manager is a pretty lady and I can talk to her and put my suave, Rico Suave,
if you
Rico
know the
suave
manager,
on,
that just means they're going to give you two warnings before they call the cops. That's what the benefits are of knowing the manager.
You don't know the power of Rico Suave.
I'm the doctor of Waffle House, man. Don't go down this road. I'm the PhD, man. We got you.
Rico says otherwise.
Okay, we're good.
Hey, I love the fact that RFK, I cannot believe I read this yesterday. I don't know if you read this, but RFK has dismissed all 17 members from the CDC advisory board that makes recommendations for vaccines because of conflict of interest. They all work for the vaccine companies.
They're all making money somehow off it. But he's going to get new people. Everybody's like, well, you don't have anybody. He's going to get new people.
Hey, he already has.
Thank you.
I read the list. Barbara Lou Fisher, who I interviewed on The Holistic Navigator. If you want to listen to Bob, they're one of the most amazing women.
What's her name again?
Barbara Lou Fisher. And it's on, if you Google The Holistic Navigator, and she owns an organization called NVIC, Natural Vaccine Information Center.
Oh, I got her on my podcast. I'm not sure if it's the same one, but no, I remember the one you had. We had somebody in on the, maybe it was for the state of Tennessee. I was thinking
it was. Yeah. That was the state of Tennessee. This lady is the big dog. And to tell you how important this lady is to me, her organization, my daughter is 34, I think, 35. I actually put the NVIC in my will. They're in my will. That's how important this organization is, because when I refused the pertussis vaccine for my daughter, I didn't catch heck about it, but it caused me much grief, sleepless nights, one cough out of her, and I knew that it would be my fault if anything happened. And we had a great pediatrician back in the day who was one of those older ones who was like, hey, it's all right. It's going to be okay. Don't worry about things. And because back then that vaccine was deadly because it was a live vaccine. And now it's a safer whooping cough. It's still not great. But back then it was destroying the health, and it took decades for the truth to come out, as it has done for so many other things. So I'm very, very thrilled that this is happening.
Awesome.
Mythbuster. How many times? You know what diverticulitis is, don't you? Or diverticulitis?
Yeah, I just know the layman's terms. Yeah. It's something when your stomach has a bad problem and it can cause a lot of serious issues.
A lot of extreme pain.
Yeah.
Can cause sepsis, and the infection can really be rampant at certain points. And if I have it, I am taking an antibiotic. I'll just be honest with you. There's nothing that's going to probably stop it.
You need fat.
You got to get it fast. Yeah. And the pouches, these little kind of stretched out pouches within the intestines, which in countries that eat 50 grams of fiber or more generally don't have any. In this country, we don't. And so, but once you have them, they're there. You're not going to be able to, they're not going to go backwards. But what they do is they're a pocket. So if they hold food, well, if you talk to anybody who has it, and I don't know how updated the medical people are on this, but if you talk to any patient, any person, as I did yesterday, if you have diverticulitis, you cannot eat seeds. You can't have flax seeds. You can't have popcorn. That has been historical advice, completely wrong. 100% really? Completely wrong. As the article says here, recent large-scale studies have found no evidence that eating popcorn or seeds increases the risk of diverticulitis. Now, what I'm saying is they're not worried about it causing diverticulosis, which are the pockets. Diverticulitis is the infection.
Right, right.
Because you're not going to fix diverticulosis, but diverticulitis is what we're trying to avoid. In fact, regular consumption of popcorn and nuts may be associated with a lower risk of developing diverticulitis. A major study with 47,000 men for 18 years found that those who ate popcorn at least twice a week had significantly lower levels of diverticulitis to those who ate it less. Now, these findings have been echoed by Mayo Clinic, Harvard Health, John Hopkins, and Cleveland Clinic, which all now state that these foods are safe. All my life, I'm 68 years old, until 2 days ago, I still believed what we were told when I first heard the word diverticulitis. All of it is no research ever did it. Somebody thought of it, put it in the books, and it became dogma. This is so common in traditional thinking and traditional medicine. It really is.
Well, and I hate to say this, if that makes it into the books, there's so many other things, and I'm not dismissing this, but cancer and all these other things, heart disease, all of a sudden they take greater priority. So these type of things fall down on the list to figure out, right? Well, we've answered that question. Let's move on to the things that are affecting more and more people.
Well, that's true. But
yeah, I mean,
still,
I'm just saying, you only have a bandwidth for research so much. So when somebody thinks the answer's there, they just go, well, that's answered. We won't worry about it.
Well, the only thing about that is the...
Doesn't make it right, but...
It makes people have to do something that's completely an error.
Yeah.
And so they've eliminated some foods that are actually pretty darn healthy.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to learn new things. I would really be curious what the average physician knows today about the use of popcorn and seeds and nuts and diverticulitis. A study talked about that weed killer that we will be offering, which I think is a world game changer. There's no doubt. But this one study here found that a 2-year multi-institutional and global research study found that rats exposed to glyphosate at what was considered safe levels are found to develop 6 of the 10 top most common cancers. It is horrendous. Now, we talked, I think you and I talked a week or two ago, maybe a little bit longer, about the fact that Parkinson's disease has increased around golf courses.
Wonder why.
Do you think golf courses spray a lot of weed killer?
No. Now, why would they do that?
With the pristine grass and turf, you know, they probably are the biggest users of those kind of chemicals. I remember seeing the truck that drives around. What's the name of the company that sprays people's houses?
I know what it's called. It's got green.
It's colored green
on
the truck.
Blank Squad.
No, it's what?
Oh, okay, it's not for mosquitoes. No.
We're talking weeds.
Oh, lawn. The lawn doctor.
No, it's a major United States all the way across. But
by the way, I love Mosquito Squad. But go ahead.
I remember seeing. I parked next to this guy, and his truck pulled up, no mask. He's spraying it just like you and I would spray a water hose to water our grass. And this is glyphosate coming out. It completely destroys the microbiome, which is the whole system of how we're going to stay healthy or how we're not. So it's very scary stuff. And now we have an option, at least with this weed killer at Nutrition World. And also, there's a product that we offer that I have just talked to a client about right before the show, and it's called Gut Ion by Dr. Zach Bush. And that's a teaspoon twice a day will help that leaky gut to seal itself and help you get rid of some of the glyphosate that's stored in your body. So Gut Ion is one of my absolute mainstay recommendations. Well, guess what? It's time to take another break. When we come back, a little bit of words of wisdom. That as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zircops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host, Clint Powell, who also has a tremendous podcast. Real quickly, how do they get to all of them?
Go to NoogaPodcast.com. It's Nooga, N-O-O-G-A podcast, which is plural with an S. NoogaPodcast.com has 13 podcasts from crime to politics to health to veterans to adventure. You can find them all there. Thank you.
All right. Hey, the Stoic words, I haven't done it in a while, but I love these because I read them every single morning. Travel has always been a part of the job. Seneca's Letters, which was a Stoic back in the day, doesn't just talk about travel. They clearly feature him on the road. He writes from Rome and the country and from the sea and from the provinces. And Marcus Aurelius spent years traveling the empire. You know, we don't think about that because of those ancient times. And he went inspecting the troops, visiting different philosophers in Greece. And he once said was a journey far from home was life. And this continues to this day. We travel for work. We travel to see family. We travel to learn, as always. Re-entry into our regular life and sleeping in our own bed can require some getting used to. Benjamin Kirschman was a bass player, talked about the semi-nomadic life of a touring musician. His secret to adjusting when he gets home, he says, is simple. It's whether or not I put the suitcase away. He said, if it's away, I actually feel settled in. But if the suitcase stays out, which was half unpacked, waiting for the next trip, his mind stays scattered and unsettled, in fight or flight mode, no matter how long he's home. There's a powerful idea right here. We may not be touring musicians, but we all travel. there's a metaphor here too. We all leave out our own suitcases in life, the open tabs on our computers, overflowing email inboxes, cluttered desk, unfinished task left in limbo, dishes piling up, and these things create a mental weight we aren't always conscious of. The Stoics' word for that was kosmiotis, or orderliness. An unpacked suitcase, an orderly workspace, a clean car with a new air freshener. This is less about spit and polish than it is about creating space for focus, presence, peace of mind, and stillness. That resonates with me very well. And I do have some parts of my life that clutter, but I really feel more grounded when things are in order.
I've got one room right now at my house, two rooms that are cluttered. The rest of them are okay, and it drives me insane.
Me too. I got that one
room.
I got
a buddy of mine who is the bass guitarist. He's a guitarist for one of the Grammy Award bands, Arrested Development, and they travel all over the world. Big concerts, like the biggest. And we've had him on the podcast a few times, and he talks about the, you know, you've gone for 4 weeks, 3 weeks, a couple of months or whatever. Now you're coming back home, and it's, you actually, you know, have to have a plan in place to acclimate again.
You do plan
back to expectations and daily routines.
I see too many people who can't develop that plan, and they kind of spin in circles, and then, you know, negative things normally come from that unorderliness of
life.
Well,
success isn't by accident, so.
Hey, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and podcast presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platforms or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members, including Lenny and Scott and all the other ones, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.